This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're joined by journalist and author Elliot Stein as we paddle around Manhattan. Elliot, was there a time when you really felt like, man, this is serious, and your heart was pumping, and it was actually, you had to pay attention to what was going on, or it was dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself a relatively experienced kayaker, but there was one place, and it's on the East River, kind of right between where the East River and the Long Island Sound meet. It's called Hell's Gate, and it's very appropriately named. But
is that where there was you talked about they detonated with a gigantic explosion, a bedrock that caused hundreds of shipwrecks?
So many ships used to crash going through this one waterway that essentially the Army Corps of Engineers employed the biggest bomb explosion before the A-bomb to essentially clean out this area and make it smoother. And so today, it's much better than it used to be, but it kind of acts like you're flushing a toilet, where it's a spiral that goes around. Lots of water from all different sides are kind of descending on the same place, and you really have to paddle as hard as you can and stick to one side in order to get through it. But it is a journey.
Wow. Well, there's still something there to preserve. You write about a playground called the Estuarium that's actually just new in 2024.
Yeah, I took my 3-year-old son there. There's giant fish there that you know, no longer live in the Hudson, but used to be prevalent in the Hudson, that you can climb inside their gills and kind of scramble around. There are giant grasses that apparently used to exist on the bank of the Hudson. It's kind of like going back into a different world, you know, a world before glass and skyscrapers, and sort of the way that Hudson might have seen the coast when and the island when he first arrived some 400 years ago.
Elliot, when you were paddling for 9 hours around Manhattan, 30 miles, oh man, that sounds like a workout. Was there any state park where you could go and visit the men's room?
Well, one of the side effects of really paving over the island is that for today's modern kayakers, there's nowhere to stop and take a leak, you know, nowhere to go to the bathroom. So there are a few slivers of beach where you can stop, one of which is Randall's Island, that allow for a nice picnic spot. But you really need to time your hydration and your bathroom breaks so that they're just right.